Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got to prove myself. This OTA's training camp, I got to prove myself. I got to show up different. The mindset got to be different. So I don't feel like I deserve it. And if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself in that position. You know what I'm saying? So
it's Tyreek Hill talking about how he needs to prove himself. And Tyreek Hill's coming off a year where, quite frankly, he wasn't very good. He had 959 yards, 6 touchdowns. He was more prolific off the field with arrests and babies than he was on the field with production. So he's now 30 years old. What are we expecting from Tyreek Hill? Are his days as an elite receiver over?
Yes. I'm glad we don't have diva receiver stuff going on around here. I'm shocked he's still there. You've never heard that before?
No. Diva receiver?
Diva receiver.
It rolls off the tongue.
What planet are you on, man? You've never heard that?
No, I like it.
Feel free to take it as if it's your own.
Mr. 68 Degrees hasn't heard anything.
So, like, I'm shocked he's still there. He didn't want to be there, but they couldn't get anything for him because I think a lot of people think he's becoming more trouble than he's worth. I don't think he's going to have that jovial of an attitude while this team goes down the drain. I think that coach could be fired by Thanksgiving. I think Miami's in bad shape, and I think they're very naive front office and a very naive head coach and an owner who is incredibly naive, especially since he's been in the league for quite some time now. So I think him wearing a C or not wearing a C or whatever, or being a team captain or not being a team captain, is probably the least of anybody's worries there.
If things go south, and I'm with you 100% that I think they will in Miami, how do they operate at the trade deadline? Is that a guy? Granted, it's so difficult with Tyreek because of that contract. They're going to have to eat some of that money, a lot of that money.
I mean, half of it will be paid by then in terms of the base. But no, I think he is in the process of playing himself into it being a salary dump. And yeah, you've got to eat to shed. And that's not to say that he doesn't go somewhere else and maybe for 6 weeks put on like the best side of him and help somebody win in the playoffs. Like, but I don't think it's going to happen there. I don't think it's going to happen with those coaches. I don't think it's going to happen with that quarterback. I think they're in trouble.
So let's continue with the wide receiver trend. And Stephon Diggs coming off an injury in Houston. He's now with the New England Patriots. He's also now dating Cardi B. And he was videotaped on a boat hanging out with a bunch of ladies and maybe handing out designer cocaine. Alas, Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Patriots, talks about his new wide receiver.
Well, it's something that we're aware of. And obviously, we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
So where are we on Stephon
Diggs?
So
that's what people think, because I'm very allegedly not drug aware.
And I wouldn't have known this, but I went down a rabbit hole on Twitter, X, whatever.
Twitter.
And yeah, I call it Twitter. And so allegedly this thing he was handing out was pink, and it was allegedly some sort of designer cocaine that he was giving out to these ladies on the boat.
Is that like the craft level, beer of cocaine? Is that designer? But
they seem very eager to consume whatever it was.
I'm not the only one who saw this, correct?
No, I saw it too. It also, in the video, he says, go have some fun and come back to daddy or whatever when you're done.
Yeah.
It was pretty clear He wasn't giving them
gum.
Some gummies.
Was it Kool-Aid?
No,
I don't think so.
So, and he's also dating rapper Cardi B.
Was it Surge?
Yeah, it was not Surge or Fish Sticks. It was not.
Condensed Surge?
He's also coming off a major injury, Jason.
Yeah.
Which is always tough.
This one's interesting to me because, Vrabel was always in these perpetual power struggles in Tennessee, and he didn't have as much jam as I thought he should. But he's definitely the sheriff in New England. You know, they blew out the handpicked successor to Belichick to bring him in. So it's him, not the front office, that has the power. And so if you run afoul of him very early in your career, even if they just paid you to come there, I don't think Vrabel's above benching this guy. I don't think Vrabel's above making an example out of this guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They need to have the right people around Drake May. What Vrabel does need to do is build an offense that incubates this quarterback and builds him up and allows him to tap into his physical tools and ascend. So I think Stephon Diggs might not be long for New England if anything else happens, or if he just conducts himself in a manner that they don't feel like is bringing out the best in the quarterback.
Well, how do you view Diggs the player at this point? And obviously he's coming off the ACL, which complicates things, but can this still be an upper echelon receiver?
Short answer, no.
I think this is more like Odell. I think this is the slide has started, and I'm not sure we're going to curb that slide.
One more note before we step out here, and that is we talked earlier in the week in a Northern Exposure about the Steelers and a possible Jonnu Smith trade, and then they said that was off the table, and then yesterday it was reported that it was back on the table, that the Steelers and Dolphins are talking Jonnu Smith again. Does that seem like a fit to you?
I mean, Jonnu Smith was like the one thing that went better than expected in the Dolphins' entire offense.
He
last
was great.
Year. The run game fell apart. Yeah. Tyreek Hill doesn't want to be there anymore. Waddle shows up like around the line of scrimmage, but not downfield anymore. The quarterback stayed away from concussions, but still couldn't throw the ball more than 15 yards down the field, and like can't play in the cold and can't play on the road. And this guy balled out. It's a long offseason. They haven't traded him yet. It'd be a hell of a signal to send to your team to trade him now. You're not going to get a ton for him because he's an older tight end. But we all Like, we saw it here firsthand. Jonnu Smith in Tennessee as part of that offense that Arthur Smith was a part of was pretty interesting for a while with Tannehill and Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown. So, I mean, if I'm the Steelers, I want them because I'm not – I think they need that second tight end. Like, yes. I think their guy's more of a plow horse, Freiermuth, than he is a specimen. And Jonnu Smith at this stage of his career might be a little more plow horse too, but I'll take him over – I'll take him over their guy, and I think they want to get the run game going with multiple tight ends on the field more. Like, we know what Arthur Smith believes in, so you know
they also signed Donald Parham Jr. in the offseason, and he allegedly tore his Achilles during OTAs yesterday.
Yeesh. So it's that time of year.
Yeah, it is. Oh, J.K. Dobbins meeting with the Broncos tomorrow. You like that fit? Mm-hmm.
I just kind of don't. I don't think he'll ever be what he could have been.
He was pretty good for the Chargers last year when he was on the field. Not the guy he used to be, but yeah.
I mean, I think he like. Look, they didn't like their run game last year. They obviously drafted a kid. They'll want to have some multiplicity there if they bring him in. I mean, he might be a guy who's on the practice squad the first couple of weeks while they wait to see how things sort out with their other running backs. I think he's someone who twitch and explosion and make a miss ability had to be a big part of his game. And I just don't think that's anywhere close to where it was two injuries ago.
We have a busy 5 o'clock hour coming out. We'll talk Orioles coming up. Ryan Ripken joins us at 5 o'clock, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew. Talk some O's with him. And then Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Banner. We'll get his thoughts on OTAs at 5:30. But coming up next, if the Ravens are going to get over the hump, they probably need an elite year from Nnamdi Matabike, who had that year the year before last. Last year, just good. Will PFF put out their interior defensive line rankings? Where did they have Matabike? We'll tell you. And can he get back to his 2023 form? We'll answer that next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.